The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hey, I'm Mega Ran.
And I'm K Murdoch.
And we are Forever Famicom. And you're listening to Nerdy Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Boar.
I'm Kay.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Danica.
Danica's a new voice on the show. You're going to be hearing a little bit more of her in the future. And we're here outside on Aaron's porch after a Nerdy Show pool party. We're going to talk about Orlando Nerdfest.
Are we going to talk about the pool party at all?
Did you want to talk about the pool party?
I don't know. You brought it up.
I'm explaining
why
we're outdoors, and you can hear airplanes and crickets.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And we grilled.
There was a party. Hostage situation with mermaids.
Yeah, that was cool.
So I actually didn't mean to go to Orlando Nerdfest. I was looking for Orlando Birdfest. No, in all seriousness.
I actually slapped my knee.
In all seriousness. But I ended up going to Orlando Nerdfest. And, you know, it was kind of similar to another music festival that's existed. Kind of similar turnout, similar music. So, you know, similar.
In the wake of Nerdapalooza last year.
Riding them coattails.
It's this year's Nerdapalooza. It's a nerd music festival in Orlando. A ton of performers, actually 5 days worth of content. Which is a crazy lot. I wasn't there for all of it.
Like a marathon, huh?
I was there for all of it.
What?
I was there all 5 days.
How was that?
Did you do
tiring.
Drugs?
I'm not allowed to speak on that record, but I was really drunk most of the time.
Was it worth it?
It was a lot of fun.
Green Ranger was there.
Yeah, that's not really that cool, but like...
Oh.
My favorite act was Urizen. They really blew me away. I hadn't really watched them all.
My favorite thing, though, was Shape of the Dark Lord had an act. And I was like, oh, I'll see him. I've seen his stuff before. But he's cool. I like him. And then he did a Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
Then he did Roar. But he said, I'm going to bring basically resolution to the song. What happens to the guy that knocked you down in the first place? So he combined two of my favorite things, Katy Perry and anger and rage. That was brilliant.
It was pretty awesome. And
it's free.
Yeah, you can listen to it on his Bandcamp.
We should maybe close the episode out with it.
I was going to buy it, but he said no.
That would be an excellent idea.
He said, you can't buy it. I have to give it away.
It's a pretty awesome
legally.
Song. I was excited.
I was at that performance too, and I kind of hate nerdcore, but there's a couple exceptions, and Schaefer is one of them.
What's funny is saying that you hate nerdcore seems to be par for the course, really, with most people that end up at these things. Most people I know say... I effing hate nerdcore.
And you're like, why are you here?
And I'm always like, and I don't think you do.
I want to address Aaron's, what he just said, because I consider nerdcore just the rapping. Like, like nerdcore, I've never heard that term applied to a nerdy band.
Like, I wouldn't consider
it now.
Reality recording. It's an airplane. That's really happening. We didn't have that in post. That's actually a thing. But yeah, no, I agree. Nerdcore should refer to nerdcore rap, the genre of rap. Yeah. And not the bands. Let's
Did
move on to
see
another
those
topic.
Steampunk giraffes, though.
Oh my god! Oh, steampunk.
I knew what awesome. I was getting in for, but I don't know. And I know that all the people that were dressed up like the steam powered giraffe guys knew what they were getting in for, but all the people who were there to see the nerdcore artists didn't have any idea what was going to happen.
I didn't know what they were.
Yeah, no idea. I've been listening to them for like 3 years, and so like when they finally came here. I told Hex about him. He's like, that's really cool. And then we tried to get him for Nerdapalooza, but it didn't really work out. So I'm glad that they were
it's
able
the
to come down.
It's the creepiest shit I've ever seen.
I love it.
Okay, well, hopefully...
It's a gimmick.
Hopefully you listeners know what Steam Powered Giraffe is, but Brandon, you've never experienced them before. You saw them live.
They're painted up like steampunk robots, and they move like animatronics you would see at, what, like,
Chuck
Disney
Cheese.
Or old-timey Chuck E. Cheese's. Like, right. they're a band, but they move like robots.
The whole time, Brandon was like, how is he doing that? What? How does he...
I don't understand how they did
it's
that
60%,
well. For 2 hours.
60% stage show, and then 40% music.
Yeah, the show is more impressive. They have like CG and like puppets, and they have
the Walter Girls.
They actually have a puppet like, dragon that wasn't there, but there was an interactive video.
Yeah. Now wait, I wasn't at that.
I mean giraffe.
Particular
Did I say
show?
Dragon? I meant giraffe.
Yeah. How was CG Whatever. Involved?
They have videos.
They had videos next
that
to
they were
the
interacting
stage.
With puppets on them and okay. CG and things. But if you don't, if you've never seen them, there's these two videos you need to check out because they're fucked up. One is they did Rihanna's Diamond song
yeah,
or whatever.
Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
Which is creepy as shit, the one they did. And then another one, Honey Bee, which is one of their most popular songs.
That's a good song. Yeah. Brass Goggles is really good, too.
I had no idea. I was just there killing time before I had to pick up Word Burglar from the airport. And someone was like, you should go see these steampunk giraffes. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And
steampunk giraffes.
And they were actually giraffes. Really good. Yeah, it was entertaining. It was very entertaining.
It was a very entertaining show.
Yes. They have a lot of fans.
They oh, did. Yeah. They're like the proto-mens of not proto-men.
Yeah. It's a different robot band.
I think they use the same silver paint.
They do.
They do.
So is anything with a following proto-men?
No, yeah. The silver paint. Like, no. Oh, okay. They seriously look like
I feel
that.
Like we should have, like, a robot
and
band
they were
off.
Robots.
So you're like, yeah. Who would robot win? The post-apocalyptic robots or, like, the steam-powered robots?
Well, I think the proto-men are fighting the robots, so they should be enemies.
Yeah. Well, they also are robots.
Although, yeah. Well, I would definitely... Uh-oh. Download the Proto Man and listen to that. I don't know if I would download an album.
See, that's the thing. Their music was
because it was 60% stage show.
Their well, music, I would, like, they do have legitimate albums. They are releasing maybe. A third one. They were talking. I went to the panel for a little bit.
Just because they have
that
them
was pretty.
Mean they're good.
All right.
Yeah, Orlando Nerdfest has panels. That's the big difference from Nerdapalooza.
The only one I went to was the Steam Powered Giraffe one, and I was only there for a little bit because I didn't feel like standing.
I went to the pun off panel with Tony.
Sorry,
they had pun offs. You were there.
I was not.
Oh, I was there. Denica was there and promptly left after the
For
first joke.
Yeah, that was only because you started giving out suggestions, which of course started with poop.
Well, they didn't like Caligula after that, so they went with like dinosaurs.
It is
which I
sad
liked.
That they didn't like Caligula.
Yeah. So Tony won.
Yeah, Tony won a sheriff's badge.
Yeah,
for
it was
the pun
it
off.
Was a real
plastic.
Sheriff's badge from
it's
the
real,
1800s.
Real plastic. Yeah, wow. Genuine.
Genuine. First one ever made.
That's just gonna encourage him.
Steam Powered Giraffe, what's interesting about their fan base is they have a fan base who cosplay as them. With the Proto Men, the fan base doesn't cosplay as Proto Men, but they all know that they maybe might dress as
But they
either,
wear the bandanas.
They might wear,
like,
wear Mega Man character costumes, or they would dress as citizens of that universe.
Because they're a gang. They
right.
wear a bandana.
Very different music, but similar like fan interaction, but also very different. However, while the Proto Men did not play Orlando Nerd Fest, there was a Proto Man at Orlando Nerd Fest.
That confused me, actually.
I could not find him.
He was probably drunk in a room somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, you have stories.
Was he drunk in your room?
Well, we were all hanging out with, like, we had a tight pizza party.
Hanging out?
A tight pizza party.
Tight pizza party was a hashtag that we used throughout the weekend.
Tight.
Wait, I was in the tight pizza party room at
Excuse
some point.
Me?
He was there.
Were the pizzas there when you were there?
How tight was it?
They weren't very tight.
We had the Lazy Moon pizza.
Lazy
it was
Moon
like,
pizza was
huge.
As big as two schoolboys.
Yes, I had to fold it in half. And
Asian
fold
or
half
American
again.
Schoolboys?
American schoolboys in teal
Damn.
Positions side Wait, by whoa, side
which,
like a yin yang.
Which aspect was tight?
All of it was tight.
The buttholes.
We went swimming. It was cool. It was a cool time.
Murphy Weller of the Proto Man was a guest during the Urizen set on Sunday. It was a great show.
It was
show.
Amazing.
So he played Santa Claus?
Yeah.
He was in a box?
My favorite part is a giant monster that they all fought, and then you had, like, Professor Shy Guy, Mega Ran, everybody came out and fought the monster with them because they were down a member. So, like, it was nice to see all these other artists come in and join the fight. It's very much like a stage show thing that they put on, where it's like a mad scientist who's fighting these other guys or trying to control them, and then they break free and then fight a giant monster.
One of the things I like most about Urizen is that, unlike Gwar or Killer Robots, they're actually good musicians.
Yeah, they're
what?
Like,
they're
you're saying
legit.
Gwar aren't good musicians?
Magicians, yes, they are. But
good magicians?
I would never want to listen to a Gwar album. I would listen to a Urizen album. My opinion, of course.
They're not super metal, but they're just like music enough where you can listen to a whole album
music
and not get time. I don't know how to, like,
I love
describe
your description
it.
Of genres.
Not like Rob Zombie.
It's not my specialty.
So, Orlando Nerdfest stories. Anybody got them? Any cool
Yes.
things?
Howie Mandel was there.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah,
was
shit.
It was not Howie Mandel.
It was creepy.
It was the composer of Gears of War.
Yeah,
No. God of War.
God of War.
God of War.
Oh. I was hearing Gears
no,
all
No, no, no. It's God of Gears.
God of
Gears. The X. Strip club DJ slash God
was,
of War.
He was reading people's names off his phone, and it
he
was
totally
really
was
like,
Howie Mandel. Though.
Yeah.
He looked exactly.
I wanted to
like
ask
that.
Him if he could do the Gremlins voice. I want to be like, do the Gizmo voice. Be Bobby. Do Bobby's voice.
Mr. Jenrick!
But, like, I know...
Uncle Ted!
As much as he was creeping on girls the whole time, I have on, like, good authority, he never closed one deal. You would see Schaefer go with, like, 2 and 3 girls at a time into his hotel room, and Howie Mandel didn't have a single close once.
So you had him tailed all weekend.
Yes.
That's probably why he didn't have any girls with him, because you're following it.
He had a tail.
All right, so the main headliner was Nobuo Uematsu.
Yep, composer of most scores for Final Fantasy.
So Critical Hit, I think, came on before, and Nobuo comes out with the Earthbound Papas.
Yes.
I think, yeah. And they're all just sitting at a table, like, right next to me, and Critical Hit starts playing a song that he composed, and he's jamming out to it. That's how cool this guy is. He's standing there jamming out to his own music that someone else is playing, like, rocking to it, because he's like, this is awesome. And he doesn't say this is awesome because he doesn't speak that much English. But so he goes on, I listen to Sugoi desne! That was awesome. Hayao Mandel translated. But, okay, so he does his set, and here's the thing that sucked about Nerdfest, is it goes really late every day, and I have to fucking work in the morning, and it's not always on the weekend.
That's a music festival you've
just
described.
Whatever. So he goes for an hour, and I'm like, well, his time says he's up in like 5 minutes, so unless he suddenly plays like Dancing Mad, which is like 15 to 20 minutes long, I'm gonna leave. And so we're like, okay, well, let's go. And then he goes, and next is Dancing Mad. I'm like, shit. And so he stayed like another 20 minutes.
Yeah,
even though it was always a
song.
And then at the end of it, I was like, okay, now I can leave. I've never seen him perform, and I always wanted to. So true story.
It was great.
He's like, epic.
His organ playing was obviously like really fantastic, or his keys or whatever. He uses an organ an awful lot. The whole band was tight. Like, they were, it was really well done.
I didn't know about the Earthbound Papas. I mean, he usually plays with Black Mages, so I don't know what the deal is there.
Well, he's been with Earthbound Papas for quite a while.
Black Mages is over.
I guess so, yeah.
That was his
old
band.
I went to the panel, and apparently the reason was the Black Mages were his band that only did Final Fantasy music.
Oh.
But he's composed music for, like, Blue Dragon, Lost Odyssey, etc.
I love Lost Odyssey.
Games, so... Earthbound Papas was created so he could expand and play from everything that he's
And yet
written.
They only played Final Fantasy music at Nerdfest.
I don't remember the set list off the top of my head.
I listened to every song. It was always a Final Fantasy game. Oh yeah, he did Metal Gear, didn't he?
Yeah, I remember him saying Metal Gear.
I think he did a Metal Gear song. Metal Gear Solid!
That
was him.
He's a big connoisseur of craft beers. And it's just something... Yeah, he's a carnosaur. Like, it just vegan beer.
Glitch was hanging out drinking beer with him.
Yeah, and some of the Geekeasy people, he likes to drink beers of, like, the areas he's in. So they left a bunch of, like, Cigar City beers by his hotel door, which is a little creepy, but not really, because, you know, he likes it. So, you know, that was pretty neat.
Yeah. It's not creepy. If it's
I mean,
creepy,
he likes craft beers, and you know, where's he going to get it at that hour at a hotel? You know, he's just going to get, like, Bud, so.
I introduced Schaefer the Dark Lord to spray on sunscreen.
He didn't know
Excuse
about that?
Me? Well, I guilt tripped him into going in the pool with me for an hour on Sunday between some sets.
Ooh.
And he had to go upstairs to put on suntan lotion, and he was complaining. He's a hirsute gentleman. And
I didn't know that.
He is. And was complaining about
Wait,
trying to put on...
Wait, did you just say hirsute?
Hirsute.
Yeah, he has a hirsute when he takes his clothes off.
Gotcha, all right.
And it's a jungle down
there. I've never heard that term, and you said it in a way that sounded like some sort of a one
like
word.
It sounds like what it is.
A hirsute?
Hirsute.
That's, I was like, what's a hirsute?
It's German.
Hirsute. Das hirsute.
Anyway, it's really hard to get that suntan lotion.
It's like a jungle with a snake popping out.
Yeah. So I let him borrow my spray-on sunscreen.
You rub it in?
She had to spray half the bottle.
It would just get caught in his hair. None of it's going to make its way to the skin.
It has micronized particles that can penetrate hair.
His hair suit.
Orlando Nerdfest, overall, really great experience. I mean, the same great communal vibe from the people who were there.
Wasn't really any bigger than Nerdapalooza.
It was smaller.
No, it was smaller than the previous year.
The turnout.
So was the steam-powered giraffe fans left? Because they were only there for that set. They didn't care about any of the other musicians that played. As soon as they left, the convention got a lot smaller.
It sucked.
And but it did, but then it didn't, because I felt like it was a lot more like everybody was friends hanging out and not just there to impress each other.
Right.
And with their knowledge of the bands, they were just there to enjoy music and be a part of it. It felt good.
And maybe like experience a new band.
Yeah, I never heard of Word Burglar, and
Dragon.
Like
Word
that Burglar guy was
the best.
Word Burglar played.
I missed him.
The year
he's
Nerdapalooza
like the nicest dude ever.
2008.
It may have something to do with him being Canadian, but he was a super
nice
dude.
Oh yeah, it's because he's Canadian. That's why he's good with words.
He said sorry so many times.
I know.
I would say that Orlando Nerd Fest was much like Nerdapalooza 2011.
Yeah,
when it was at the Marriott that year.
Coincidentally.
But aren't we all like impressed that they were able to pull it off?
Absolutely. I
mean, for sure.
My advice to them would be to not have it be 5 days. I think that that was way too much.
They really reached out there and like stretched themselves pretty thin.
Yeah, and
it's a lot to take in.
To me, it's kind of just like they don't want to say no to anybody is what it kind of felt like. And while I totally understand that, the sense of community, you know, wanting to be all inclusive, I think especially since now this is supposed to be a for-profit, whereas Nerdapalooza was non-profit.
Right.
Like they really need to...
So non-profit, it went bankrupt.
They need to narrow down their choices of who they have perform. Like I couldn't even see Frontalot or any of the people that closed on Sunday because it was so late at night.
Yeah.
Right.
For one, I missed a lot of bands because it
largely
was so
ran
many
on time,
days.
Though, actually. That's something
it did.
Like,
that was impressive.
Which is surprising.
That it did
yeah.
largely run on time.
The people that I normally go to see, like Lars in front of a lot, Mega Ran, Schaefer, and stuff, like I miss most of those except for like Lars and caught the tail end of front of a lot set. But most of those guys I've seen before, so it was nice to run around and just hang out with people. They had free video games in one of the rooms. We did that. We did karaoke, which did all really well, like the one night that we actually got to do it.
There were lots of activities going on simultaneously, which I think is really cool. That's something that is really novel. We've just had a straight-laced music festival.
So if you're like, I don't like this band, let's see what's going on in this other room.
I think they were trying to make it more of a convention, partly, you know, with the karaoke room and all of that.
And the panels.
And there's only two rooms.
But even
and the gaming room.
That's how long is San Diego Comic Con? Is that an entire week?
Practically, but I mean, it's a very different beast. But
right, no, I'm trying to think of like how long are these? Like,
Comic Con is Wednesday is preview night, Thursday is a light day, but still
Moog
a full
Fest.
Day. Well, Moog Fest was a 5 day this year, and it should never be a 5 day.
5 days is too much.
I miss a lot. There was
it's
like
exhausting.
I think on Friday there were people that played during the day. Didn't Random Encounter play at like 11
like,
o'clock?
It was
on
one.
Friday?
It was like 1 o'clock.
Right.
But
I'm at work on Friday.
You've seen Random Encounter once.
No,
you've seen them.
I saw a lot of posts on particularly Thursday of like friends that went there that were like, "Where is everybody?" I was like, "Everybody was
like we're working.
We're working."
Sorry.
You can't underestimate how great a really tight pizza party 3 day festival is. A good 3 day festival, even if you got to turn people away, a well curated 3 day festival cannot be overlooked. It's a perfect balance.
Five is
that's
too
the word
long.
I should have been looking for. It needs to be better curated.
Yeah, but hey, I mean, what they had there was incredible. It was a great showing. It was easily the biggest turnout of nerd music at a single event in Orlando, if not.
You're talking about band wise.
Yeah,
like the acts.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's got to be one of the biggest amassing of the nerd music, the multi-genre beast that is nerd music of all time, probably.
Let's just like call it all nerdcore.
No.
We all agree on that.
No.
Right?
No.
I went to that nerdcore convention.
I didn't get to talk about how awesome the Returners were.
Yeah!
I don't know who that is. Explain.
They were awesome. They had a flute.
Returners were my favorite performance of last year's Nerdapalooza, but they came on first and no one fucking saw them.
I didn't see them last year or this year.
Check out our full video coverage of the entirety of Nerdapalooza 2013 on the links to this episode's page on our YouTube channel, where you can see the Returners perform, and they're fucking great.
It was awesome.
Do you think next year they'll return?
The Returners are a video game music group out of Austin and they do incredible stuff. Lauren, the lead vocalist, is also a flautist. She's a great flute player. She's a great singer.
Why is that so funny? He's over here like, oh, flute.
Flautist is Loutist. A funny word.
Pianist.
Returners fucking rock. I missed their set this year, which is a
tragedy.
Disappointment to me. But
that was my favorite
thing. What do they
thing
do that's so
far
good? Because I haven't seen them yet.
Play music.
Yeah, they're just that good.
They are perhaps the best video game music band that are not from the industry themselves, like Nobuo Uematsu.
Or Critical Hit.
Like, they were legitimate musicians before they entered the, like, nerdy realm.
So are they nerdcore?
That's what they play like. They play like they have a very...
But their core
they could
is
probably
nerds
get a rapper to, like, come on one of their sets, and then they could become nerdcore. They have that potential,
Why
I guess.
Why don't they just make music for video games, then? Why do they perform for us for no money?
Because they make awesome arrangements, and they got an album coming out. You can pre-order it, and we'll link to it on this episode's
page.
Here's
the thing I want to know.
That's good.
Here's what I want to know. They do awesome video game covers, but you said they have an album coming out. Do they have original music? Because that's what I like.
I don't think they do.
I want to know if a band's that good, they should make some original pieces.
Well, yeah, you know what? You can say that, but no one's going to turn out to see their shows.
What?
Because people come out for the video games.
They do.
But if they're that good,
then this is their video game music
band. I can only hear the same song done by so many different
bands.
They'll
create another band if they want to do that.
So I've heard the Legend of Zelda theme song 100 times.
Well, they do songs from the second Echo the Dolphin game.
Did anyone even play that one?
Does it matter?
No. Yes. No. No one here's played it.
That's deep cuts.
So why would you even know? I played the first one where you go onto an alien spaceship. I couldn't beat it. That shit was hard. You're a dolphin on a fucking spaceship. There's no water. Anyway.
They're cool. They're awesome. If you saw them, you would lose your shit. I know it. That's all you
need.
Well,
good, because I need a laxative. Right about now.
Need a laxative.
I need to lose my
check
shit.
Check out the Returners.
Literally.
We need a pun.
Where's Tony when you need him? Slice in Tony clip there.
My favorite thing of the weekend was a surprise performance from Zantilla. If you're a listener of Nerdy Show, you might recognize that name because we played him on the X-Files episode. He's not a conventional chiptunes artist. He's working with the chip sound currently, but that's not like the genre he comes from. And he created a concept album based around the different kinds of alien encounters you can have. And
wait, there's different. I thought there's just like a third encounter.
There's close encounters.
Right.
What the hell is 4 through 7?
They're different grades. I don't remember them off the top of my head. But it's a really fantastic album. This is the first time he's performed as Zantilla anywhere. And he did a set that was practically not promoted at all during Frontalot set on the last night.
See,
so
I
almost.
I didn't know what that band was. I would have seen him.
Almost no one saw it, but it was great. He's a fantastic performer. He's out of Tampa, so I look forward to seeing him
and
a lot more.
He's not coming back.
No, he
should book him at the Geekies.
I think you might.
Yes, we should, Aaron.
Yeah.
That was really cool for me. He was an awesome guy, and his music rocks. And we'll link to where you can check it out on this episode's page. So that was the gist of our Nerdfest experience.
The jizz.
Yeah, the jizz. Looking forward to seeing what they do next year.
6 days next year. That's what we're doing.
every
six
year.
Six more days.
One more
six
day.
Six more days.
Yeah, every year we got another day.
Well, the sun's gone down. You know what that means.
Vampires.
Yep.
Yeah, and werewolves. So.
Yep. Just say no fangs.
Yeah, well, there's no moon tonight, is there? No.
Well, the sky's red over there, blood red. And I saw a bat just now. I actually did.
Bat. Cool story.
Cool. Yep, thanks. All right, guys, we're at a pool party. I don't have my notes in front of me, so we got to cut to me in the studio so I can read off the cool people who've done stuff. And Aaron made a fart noise with his mouth.
That was just, he farts out of his mouth.
It smells.
Right, so the Nerdy Show Network is entirely run on your generous donations. And every month, we require a minimum of $300 in order to keep the lights on. So far, we're at the halfway mark of $150. And that's thanks to only four very generous people. Matthew Cox, Kurt Fortenberry, Eric Maxiner, who said, "When I get bad days, I donate money. Thanks for cheering me up with the Nerdy Tunes and podcasts." And Dr. Talos, who said, "Some well-deserved money. Specifically, I want to highlight the Nerd Groove and Bits Rhymes in Life. Great stories, great tunes. We're glad you guys are enjoying that new programming on the Nerdy Show Network. And for donating to us, you get rewards that you so rightly deserve. Not only, of course, do you get the wonderful complimentary entertainment of Nerdy Show, but all you donors get sent new and exciting perks in the mail, including a redonkulous amount of outtakes and deleted content from all across the network. Don't believe me? Just have a look at the bonus perks list linked to on the Nerdy Show support page. The two most recent perks are 10 minutes of outtakes from our Ninja Turtles 30th anniversary episode, where we talk with Steve Murphy, one of the Turtles writers, as well as over 20 minutes of outtakes from various Nerdy Show episodes across the year. A lot of fun and super weird stuff. If you got something to say about this episode or any of the other episodes, then leave us a comment. You can either do it on the Nerdy Show page, or now that all the Nerdy Show episodes are hosted on SoundCloud, you can actually comment exactly where a thing is that you want to comment on, right in the timeline. So try that feature out if you haven't. Our last two episodes were all Lightning Dogs, and they got a great response, including a bunch of new fan art. The latest comes in from Simon Newell, who did art for Halloween Jack, Captain Scrap, and one of the Ninja Cats from Japan. You can check that out either at the Lightning Dogs Facebook page or the Lightning Dogs fan art page at lightningdogs.com. If you've ever listened to Ghostbusters Resurrection and thought to yourself, "Well, darn it, I wish I could play the same updated, awesome version of the original 1980s Ghostbusters role-playing system that Doug created for that podcast series and get in on that amazing ghost-busting action," well, very soon, we're going to have just what Dr. Peter Venkman ordered. keep an eye on nerdyshow.com/GBRPG, or very simply, GBRPG.com, where we're going to start hosting all the resources you'll need to start your own Ghostbusters role-playing game. There's a discussion currently going on in the forums where we detail all that stuff, and you can check out a special project I've been working on with Doug and Nerdy Show fan and artist Matt Tasm, where we've been redesigning and expanding the original 1980s Ghostbusters equipment cards. But more on all that later. Suffice it to say, keep an eye out on that URL and join the discussion in the forums if Ghostbusters role-playing is something that whets your appetite. But now, back to the gang chilling on Aaron's porch. Another way you can support Nerdy Show is by buying shit through our Amazon link. You know, I'm pretty sure you, dear internet browser, savvy nerd person, use Amazon to buy your things. You can support Nerdy Show by buying your Amazon things just as you normally would. All the things. All you got to do is click on the Amazon link on our front page. And it'll take you to the store of your choosing. If you're in Canada, awesome. If you're in the UK, great. If you're in America, even better. Tune in next week for another brand new Nerdy Show. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Brandon.
Bye, I'm Boar.
Bye, I'm Kay.
Bye, I'm Aaron.
Bye, I'm Danica.
See you next time. Here's Schaefer the Dark Lord's rendition of Roar.
Wow. I've got a hair suit. I won't shave it. I sunburn really easily because I'm white.
I'm pretty sure Schaefer's going to defriend me now.
It's up to me if this defeat will take a hold or not. So I pull myself up, brush my shoulders off. Cause letting this get the best of me's the kiss of death. Yes, I will rise up. No, I ain't finished yet. I'll be the phoenix, stronger than before. I'm a fighting tiger inside a mighty lion. Riding on the back of a giant eagle flying to the highest of the mountain peaks. Triumph is my destiny. And I will try without respiting all my enemies. The ones who put me in that bad place and gave me sad faces like except you I, who can truly use a bad case of karma. What you got around? You made me a monster now. Fuck you fucking motherfuckers, all of you. Told you to fuck the fuck off, let's see some follow through. I hate your fucking guts, suck a couple hundred fucks. And once you've finished up, suck another dozen fucks. You're gonna learn that you've no right to this now. And I'm gonna burn your whole life to the ground. And all will fall to ashes as the flames grow higher. And that's where you'll find me. I'll climb your office ladder and I'll fire you. I'll woo your partner till they no longer desire you. You will be evicted cause I will buy your building. You will be kidless cause I will eat your children. I don't know which was worse, your words or your nerve. But you were so very mean to me, you'll reap what you deserve. You serve as a beast, man, you've unleashed a beast and... You look at the prize, now look at my eyes. You might realize how much I despise you, right? Heckle and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is the guy who's arrived tonight. You double back, stuttering, shuddering under the thunderclaps. I wonder you understand that I'm a grumbling jungle cat. And I'm coming back. They say the best revenge is living well, fuck that. The best revenge is seeing them in hell, fuck yeah. Rocking an evil snarl, always beats, looking sullen. Buckle up, you fucking chuckleheads, the hook is coming.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. We mean that. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.